بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد keeping a beard that is less than a foot length رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم's مبارك beard was so thick and lengthy that it would conceal his مبارك upper chest رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم also ordered that the beard should be lengthened A narration of Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform khilal of the beard. Khilal is that he would pass a wet hand through his mubarak beard when performing wudu. Note, khilal in the true sense can only be observed when the beard is lengthy. We have also mentioned a hadith stating that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to trim the beard, but the minimum length has been determined through the action of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi writes in his Kitab al-Athar that a first length is sunnah. One can cut the hair which exceeds the first. Hassan rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lut alayhi salam's nation was destroyed due to perpetrating 10 crimes, one of which was trimming the beard. Kaab rahmatullah alayhi narrates that towards the end of time, a group of people will make their appearance who will shorten the beards like the tail of the duck. Allama ibn al-Humam and Allama Shami rahmatullah alayhi have stated that no jurist has permitted the growing of stubble or the beard that is under a foot's length. Qadi Thanaullah rahmatullah alayhi has also stated that it is haram to cut the beard when it is less than a foot's length. Note, a beard is regarded as a beard when it is at least a first length. This is the criteria for attaining reward as well, and it is in conformance with the sunnah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.